A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome to the Art of Decluttering podcast. I'm Amy Ravel.
And I'm Kirsty Faruja.
And we are so glad that you have joined us today.
Today we are asking the question, are we there yet?
Have you had a little person in your home ask this question lately? Maybe when you're in the car or they're just wanting to get to holidays, going to Nana and Pa's maybe.
Or do you remember doing it when you were a kid? Are we there yet? Are we there yet? Are we there yet? Aren't we there yet?
I think part of the beauty of a GPS, though, and having your phone there is you can actually say to them, we've got 34 minutes to go. Whereas when we were growing up, we didn't know how long it was going to take. We just make it up.
And everything for my dad is around the corner. And 5 minutes.
Oh, yeah, that's annoying.
Yeah.
Mum and Dad, and even we did this actually when our kids were little, we would time everything in terms of how many play school episodes. And so we would like drive to Sydney and Mum and Dad would go, hey, it's going to take us 20 play schools to get there. And then when we were 2 hours in, they're like, okay, it's 16 play schools to go.
Yeah, because 5 minutes doesn't have any, there's no concept.
It's arbitrary.
As a five-year-old, they have no concept of time.
Correct.
So 5 minutes, yeah, and that's why they say, are we there yet? Are we there yet? Yeah. Are you there yet?
Turns out your dad has no concept of time either.
Just around the corner. I'll be home soon. In the meantime, 5 meals have been eaten in that time that he has not come home. So, yeah, sorry, Nerida.
We're talking today about how decluttering really is a journey. There's no destination declutter. It's not like you can get too decluttered and stay there. You can get there and then you need to keep staying there, and it's a maintenance issue to stay there, but it is a journey. There's no destination perfection.
No.
Thank goodness, because we would all fail.
Or the perfectionist in us, in among us, would always be judging themselves as not have arrived.
So what makes life a journey, what makes decluttering a journey, is that we are always changing. Yeah. We're always evolving and we're always accumulating. So as long as you're alive, there's decluttering and organizing to do in your life, but it doesn't have to be active decluttering and organizing all the time. Sometimes you can be in that I'm just keeping myself here. We're just working on it. We're just continually assessing. How does that look like for you guys, Kirst?
Well, the biggest thing that it looks like for us is being really intentional about what actually comes into the home. So yes, we've decluttered, and you know, this is what we talk about in our course and what we talk about with clients in their homes is, yes, we can declutter and get it to a space that we're happy to live in and that we find joy and life in that space. But we have to be really intentional to not reclutter it.
Yeah.
And so for us in our home, it is being very thoughtful and intentional about what comes into the home. So it's saying no to things. It is when we get hand-me-downs, it's actually going through the hand-me-downs straight away and not letting Emily have all the clothes. Although we've taught her and she is naturally very good at selecting what clothes Miss H.R.L. will and won't wear. So it is being thoughtful about that. And, you know, when, you know, I've lost a whole heap of weight this year. So I, instead of going out and going, all right, I need all these new clothes, I'm waiting as the seasons change to just go and be thoughtful about my wardrobe and go, okay, how many, you know, none of my jeans fit me anymore. So how many jeans do I actually need? And for me, that has only been two. That's just for me and what I mm-hmm. like, a pair of black jeans and a pair of blue jeans. And I have got some pants. I have bought two pants. Yeah, two other pants. That is me being really thoughtful and intentional about what comes in as I'm changing, my body's changing, going, okay. And as the seasons are changing, going, okay, well, it's coming into summer, but let me just see what I start wearing.
Mm-hmm.
And if I try on any clothes and I feel like I look like I'm wearing a sack of potatoes, then I will then thoughtfully pass them on as well. So,
excellent.
Yeah, it is about, you know, saying no to the birthday, you know, like, and being thoughtful about birthday presents even, and, you know, saying no to the party bags or saying yes to them, because we want to be respectful of friends as we go to birthday parties. But when we're coming home, like, quickly disposing of things that we actually don't want in our home. So we don't want lollies for our children. Our children are really susceptible to colors and preservatives and all sorts of stuff. So they just go straight in the bin. And then the little gadgety toys, we make an assessment on them. But, yeah, they're just some of the things that we do about being intentional, so that we don't have to feel overwhelmed again, because that's our heart for you, is to declutter and get to a place that you are comfortable living in your home and you find that joy and freedom. And we want you to be thoughtful about not having to do a big declutter again. So you can come and do our 5-day wardrobe challenge whenever you want. But when we run them a couple of times a year, we hope, our heart for you is that the next time you do it, again, because you've gone out and bought some clothes, or you've made another reassessment of your wardrobe and actually realize, oh yeah, the girls told me to turn the coat hangers around, and now I'm looking at it 6 months later and the coat hangers are still turned around. That's probably a good indication for me, or it might be a good indication for you, that you can let go of it. And so you do it again. But yeah, I will let you talk, Amy.
Oh, good. You're sharing excellent things.
How about you? What's it look like in your home? How do you do the maintaining?
Yeah, well, I think the decluttering is, in my mind, the word decluttering is an ongoing word.
It's an action, but it's a verb. It's
an ongoing action. So I think I'll probably always be decluttering. And even if we're really intentional about what we bring in, which we are, and we're minimalists at heart, so we don't have a lot of stuff, but I think that journey of minimalism actually makes you reassess even what you have already decluttered. So recently I was with a client all day, and we'd been working on her paperwork, and I think it was about 5 hours we've been doing paperwork, and I got home and I was so fired up to do my own paperwork. And even though I've decluttered our paperwork before, I actually went, in our course community, in the Head, Heart and Home course, we call it the Mandy Deep Dive. So Mandy was one of my clients, and she coined the term the deep dive, which is, you've decluttered an area, then you look at it with fresh eyes and see what else you can declutter from it. And once you've lived with that level of what you have, how much more can I get rid of? And so I did the Mandy deep dive on our paperwork, and I reckon I got rid of 90% of it. And so even though it was decluttered, I still needed to do decluttering.
Yes.
And so it is that ongoing process. I really enjoy decluttering. It's not a chore for me. It's something I really genuinely...
I think you should start a business.
Who would have thought?
You should do this for a living.
My family don't understand. When I get home from like a massive day with a client, I'm like...
Your family, your business partner doesn't either.
All I want to do is like declutter our house too, because I just love it. I so badly love it. And so there is that evolution of learning about how much do I need to live with? Like, do we need all these dinner plates or could we halve our collection? Do we need all these jackets or could I halve my collection? So it is, I think there's that beauty of not only are you very intentional about what you bring in, because that has ramifications to production and manufacturing and transport and accumulation and retail. Like, there's so many areas that that actually impacts.
And then also the end of the life yeah. of those products as well. So how are we going to dispose of them? How are we going to care for our planet as we dispose of them? Where are they going to end up? You know, you've said it in the past that everything we buy ends up in the tip.
Everything will end up as landfill at some point or yeah. another.
And we can definitely change that by, but you know, it can look like landfill in different ways. Like, you can put your cloth out and, you know, you can tear them up and put them in your garden bed. So there are other alternatives, mm-hmm. but for the majority of our items, and until we rise up, I'm going to get on my soapbox, until we rise up and demand cradle to cradle thoughtfulness about the development and the I can't even use all my words have escaped me. Until designers and manufacturers get on board with where is this going to end up,
and us, because they're responding.
And that's why I'm like, we need to rise
up
and
say, market economy.
Yeah. As in this capitalist society, I want to be ethically, sustainably disposing of my products. Yeah. And at the moment, it's not – I can't do that.
Mm.
So – but my point is that all of our stuff, even if we donate our stuff, even if we keep it in our home, even if we use our home as that landfill, it will eventually end up
mm-hmm.
out of our home.
Yep.
So I don't know why I got on my soapbox.
Because it's a very valid soapbox to be on. Very happy to support your soapboxizationing.
Yeah. So and not every – please don't mishear us when Amy talks about her minimalism. We don't expect everybody to look at their dinner plates and get down to 4 dinner plates, you know, even Amy doesn't.
No, we have 12.
Yeah, you have 12. Yeah.
But
like, you're saying, oh, you want to keep doing deep dives
mm-hmm.
and you may,
mm-hmm.
some people end up with 4.
Yeah, that's right.
And so we're not saying that everybody has to do that. The whole point of this episode is that it never ends in a good way. It's not meant to be an overwhelming, oh my goodness, I thought I could just listen to 120 episodes of Kirsty and Amy waffle and my house would be perfect and I'd never have to do anything again. No, we declutter. Our children are growing. We're yeah. growing. We're changing. Our tastes change. Our what we care about changes.
How we style our homes change. Yeah. Our hobbies. Yeah. There's so many things.
We're growing human beings. Even as adults, we're, you know, so the things that you consume change. And so you need to carefully assess your home and keep reassessing your home. And that, again, this is not meant to be burdensome or overwhelming. It's just that we want to be realistic that it's about maintenance. It's not about a destination.
Mm.
It's about the journey and enjoying the journey and being, you know, and not everybody has to be enthusiastic and come home from a big day of work and want to declutter your paperwork.
Come like on, peeps.
Amy.
That's where it's at.
And if you do, just hire Amy instead.
Yeah, I'll come and do it with joy. So I thought it would actually be really good at this point, Kirst. What a lot of people don't know is in the background, you and I have been working on some picture models that really describe what we do, how we do it, what intentional living looks like. It'd be really great to take people through the picture of what that journey looks like. Because what we do believe is there is a place where you can get to where there's not a burden.
Yes.
So how we describe it is you picture it like a pyramid, and we'll put a link to this in our show notes so you can have a look at it visually how we've created it. But picture a pyramid that horizontally is divided into four segments. So the biggest segment down the bottom, if you picture like the food pyramid, it's kind of like that. So down the bottom, we put the word overwhelmed. And that's where you're at when you're like, I just don't know what to do with all this stuff. Like I look around my house and I see that there's an issue, but I don't know what to do. I don't know how to get rid of stuff. I don't know what to get rid of. I don't know where to start. I don't have the time. I don't have the resources. I don't have the skills. And it's just that real deep feeling of overwhelm, like kind of a bit stuck. And then what?
And may even be, I don't care.
Yeah, that's true. Like yes.
I'm so overwhelmed that I couldn't give a stuff
yep.
about my house for whatever reason, mm-hmm. For whatever reason.
Then we find that the shift that really happens next to take you to that next part of the pyramid is where you actually start to get motivated and you start to read books and listen to podcasts and look at blogs and join Facebook groups and start talking to your friends and thinking, oh, maybe decluttering and organizing could be for me. And so you start to put yourself in the picture like, oh, I wonder if I could have a house that looked like that. I wonder if I could get home from work and not spend an hour every night tidying up the playroom. I wonder if I could get to the point where my weekends weren't consumed with all the stuff we have to do. And so you're really starting to investigate and you're starting to think, oh, I'm actually motivated. You haven't yet done the work, but you're actually really motivated. It might be this point you call a professional organizer. You might buy a book. So you might start investing in things to help you get to that next level, which is tidy. And that's where you actually are doing the work. You're decluttering, you're organizing, you're maybe going into a drawer or a cupboard. You're starting to get rid of things. You are doing the work of decluttering and organizing.
You're listening to the 120 episodes and going, right, I'll listen to the episode on kitchen. Let's do the kitchen. I'll do the episode on bedside tables. I'll do my bedside table.
Yeah, you're really actively in the decluttering and organizing mode. And you can stay there for a really long time.
Or
what can happen is you get to that point and you go all the way back down to overwhelmed because you run out of time, someone gets sick, it's just not working. And you feel like you constantly have to strive to go, I'm overwhelmed. Okay, I'm going to motivate myself. All right, I can do this. You get there, you do the decluttering, you do the organizing, you're tidy. And then you let it slip and it goes back to overwhelmed and you're like on this treadmill.
Or it just goes down to, you know.
Motivated. Yeah.
Like sliding up and down mm-hmm. that pyramid.
Yeah.
But you're not ever getting to the top of the pyramid.
Yeah.
Which is?
Freedom.
Yeah.
Freedom is at the top. And that's where Kirsty and I operate because freedom is where you don't feel the burden of your stuff. You don't feel like you're tied to caring for your possessions and looking after them. You don't feel like it's laborsome and it's really time intensive. And this is really what we teach in our course. So if you're like, oh my gosh, I need some of this, like this is what we teach in our course because we want to teach people the habits and the mindsets and the ways that keeping your home decluttered and organized for life is simple. Now, it doesn't mean it's easy. You still have to do the dishes. You still have to wash dirty clothes. You still have to make your bed. There's still things you need to do, but instead of it being overwhelming, there's actually real freedom in it because you've got all the habits and routines and it's not burdensome and laborsome, it just kind of chugs along in the background and it doesn't take a lot of time.
And the other reason that we like the word freedom is that because it doesn't take a lot of time, you actually have space in your head. You've got that white space in your head and your heart and your home that you can start thinking about the deeper things. So you have often to, when you're getting to this stage, you've often done the deep work, you know, particularly if you have gone up and down this pyramid a few times and then you're starting to go from tidy to freedom, is that you've done the deep work of why do I keep sliding back down and why have I decluttered so many times but I still can't let go of this thing? Or why can I just not get into the habit of doing things? Mm. So you have often done this a lot of deep work, uncovering your mindsets, breaking through some of habits that aren't necessarily healthy for you in your home. You've done that deep work, but now you even get even more freedom to think about things that are deep and meaningful and that are important to you. So it can often be at this stage that we do look at, okay, I've seen this whole war on waste, and the girls have been talking about sustainability, and I've been reading books and listening to other podcasts, and I'm getting really passionate and I'm getting really fired up and angry about how we're treating this world and about how politicians maybe, or, you know, like, or am I talking to myself? like you're starting to get fired up because, and I promise you that when you have this, when you reach this, the top of the pyramid and you have more freedom, you can actually really wrap your head around how you're going to change your life and how you're going to change the world and how you're going to, you know, and what part that you can play in that, whatever that looks like. Mm-hmm. You know, it might be, you know, you might have freedom now to have a foster child in your home. You might have time now to invest in marriage counseling. You might have time now to actually take your kids to the psychologist to get them the help that they need. You might have time to sit on that board of that foundation that you're really passionate about. You might have time and freedom now to go for a half-day paddleboarding because that's what you really, really want to do. Can you hear that? I'm talking about myself
this
here.
This is brilliant. But I'm like vibing over here, yeah, loving it.
Because that is like the freedom that comes from not always being burdened down by your home and your possessions. When you've decluttered, when you feel overwhelmed and you've moved to motivation, and then you move to a tidy home, and then you move to maintaining that tidy home, you get freedom. Mm. You get the freedom. It's that I'm sure many of you know the Maslow's hierarchy of needs. It's another pyramid. Funnily enough, it's a model.
I am like a little bit Egyptian, so it's perfect.
So I'll put a link to this as well, but the Maslow's hierarchy of needs is a psychology model, I think. Yeah. And the bottom is we all need to have our physiological needs met. So that's like food, water, warmth.
Shelter.
Yeah, sure. Yep. So we need
safety.
That. And the purpose, like our model, the purpose is you moving up.
Mm-hmm.
So the next one is safety. So when you have security and you feel safe, then you can lift your head up and start thinking about belonging and needs. Mm-hmm. And that's when you like you've got the food and the safety to start having intimate relationships mm-hmm. with friends and partners and children. And then you move up and you need your more psychological needs met. So your esteem needs. So you need to have that feeling of value and accomplishment and prestige. And then the next one is self-fulfillment needs, which is the top of the pyramid. And that's achieving your full potential and creative ideas and giving back into the mm-hmm. world. And so funnily enough, our model just happens to follow the psychological Maslow's hierarchy of needs. So, and we've seen that in countless families' homes, mm-hmm. and we've seen that more intimately in our own homes, that we actually have the space, that white space to actually think about are our needs being met and how can I meet the needs of other people.
Hey, we just wanted to take a few seconds to say thank you so much for tuning in. We really appreciate this podcast community, and on that note, we wanted to get to know you better.
Podcasting is a unique platform where you get to know a whole lot about us. We don't really have an easy way of getting to know all of you, so we wanted to know what resonates with you in our podcast. What do you like? What don't you like?
So we're offering you a $100 gift voucher for any of our products and services in order to get that feedback. We're running a listener survey right now, and we just wanted you to tell us a little bit more about you.
It seriously takes just a couple of minutes. And as we said, you go into the draw to win a $100 gift certificate. Get on it!
So head on over to artofdecluttering.com.au/survey or click on the link in the show notes.
We can't wait to get to know you. We want to create content that serves you and meets you where you're at. So give us a few minutes of your life, hop on over and take the survey. Again, visit artofdecluttering.com.au/survey or visit the link in the show notes.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Thanks, and let's get back to the show. Kes, one of the things I love about freedom being at the top of our model is that it's freedom from and freedom for.
Yes.
So it's freedom from overwhelm, freedom from having to spend a weekend tidying up, freedom from always paying off a credit card debt that you're never quite on top of, freedom from keeping up with the Joneses, freedom from having to compare yourself to everybody else, freedom from feeling like if you don't go and get the next thing, you're not worthy, you're not valuable, you're not, you know, you're not successful. And it's freedom for spending time in relationships, doing hobbies that you love, making a massive difference in this world. So it's from and for. And I really like how that works out when it comes to intentional living and the stuff that we teach, is that you're not just getting to freedom. So you're free from things. So you're free from jail. You're not free from all the things and now there's nothing. You're free from, so that you're free for all of these beautiful things that come into your life. And what that doesn't mean is you're also free from decluttering and organizing. It's you're free from the burden of it. You're free from the overwhelmingness of it. You're free from often the urgency of it. So I don't walk into my home and think, oh my gosh, I really have to declutter that area. I've got the freedom that when I do have 20 minutes, I might go, oh, I might have a quick look through my wardrobe. Or while I'm getting dressed in the morning, go, do you know what? I actually don't wear that top anymore. And I have the freedom to declutter that straight away. I'm not decluttering it because I'm going, I do not have anything to wear. I don't have anywhere to put it away. I can never get on top of my washing. There's freedom from that, so that there's freedom for when I do come home from work. I don't have a million long things on my to-do list around the house that I feel like I'm constantly on that rat race.
Yeah, and I think that that is our heart for people, is to whatever that looks like in your unique family. We're not saying that you have to live exactly like Amy and or my version of this intentional life. You need to find your own unique expression of intentionality and living a decluttered life. So that is our heart for you, but whatever that looks like in your unique expression, it is freedom. And it is it's freedom to choose, and that it's choice. And we want people, we have tried to come up with other words for this word freedom, but it just, the more we talk about it, and particularly in this context, and we've done an episode on grace and freedom, which is Amy and I's heart, like where we sat 18 months ago.
Yeah.
and our hearts for you. So go in and check that episode out when
episode
you get
50.
When you get the chance. You're amazing.
Why?
That you knew the number for that.
Oh yeah. Yeah. It's just numbers. I Rain Man.
Yeah.
I love it.
It's a good thing. I'm very thankful for it. So we talk about freedom in that episode too, but it's our heart for you to see you live in the freedom that you desire, whatever that is. Uh-huh. You know, if it is, yeah, you know, we know the freedom that comes from living life as a journey, not a destination, and not striving for perfection, because it's not about perfection, it's about progress. And the progress isn't even it's not even progress to a final destination. It's progress on life's journey, and the end of that journey is not it doesn't look in a certain way. The only destination is death, unfortunately.
And you're going there whether you like it or not.
Yeah, and so why not make this a beautiful journey along the way? And so, and my heart for you is, and our heart for you is that it is, it doesn't have to be in anybody else's time frame than yours as well. So, you know, we're not here cracking a whip going, you know, are we there yet? Are we there yet? Are we there at even freedom? Like, if it takes you a couple of years of listening to us to get yourself up to motivation, that's awesome. Like, if it takes you a couple of years of listening to us to move towards tidy, that's awesome. You're amazing. Everybody's doing the best job that they can. If it takes you a couple of years to work up to having this freedom, awesome. If it takes you 2 weeks to get from overwhelmed to freedom, awesome. Like, this is your journey, and Amy's journey looks different to my journey, which looks different to even Simon and Cal's journey. Like, we can live in the same house as somebody and they can be on a different, we can be at different stages of our journey. So I just want to give you freedom. There's freedom in how it looks, and there's freedom in what it looks like, and there's freedom in this, are we there yet? Like, you know, there's freedom in this journey. Oh.
One of the things I wanted to point out too is with the Head, Heart and Home online course is we've got people that are doing the course itself for the fourth time. Now, that's not because they didn't do it properly the first time, and it's not because they failed. It's because it is a journey, and that's why we want to make that accessible where you can come and do it again and again, and you can go, I'm going to do a deep dive into this particular area this time, or I don't want to deep dive into an area in the home. Like, I don't want to deep dive into the garage, but I want to deep dive into minimalism. I want to deep dive into what does intentional living look like? What does sustainability look like? And so I think that ability to just keep coming back and being on the journey with like-minded people is really awesome, and what we love about our Head, Heart and Home community as well.
Yeah. And that's what I like about the course too. And obviously I love it. I created it. What I love about our community and about the concept is, again, it's a journey. So it is, there's no shame in doing the course and not getting it all down pat. Amy and I still find ourselves coming up again about mindsets.
Yeah.
Like, we have to work on our mindset daily across a whole lot of things. Like, I'll go to the shop and I'll see some pretty thing and I have to remind myself I don't need it. Like, I went shopping yesterday and I could have bought a million things, but I was very intentional. No, I need bathers, so I'm only going to look at bathers. And I actually walked into a dozen shops and I had to tell myself to back away, Kirsty, walk out of this shop now. So, like, that's, you know, Amy and
I. But that's part of the freedom too, isn't it, Kirsty? Yes. Like, it's freedom from obligation, but it's freedom to shop if you want. Like, it is freedom to and from.
Yes. And it is always, it is that checking myself and checking yourself and making sure that, and that's why it's, I'm definitely in the freedom stage where I'm in the maintenance, but part of that maintenance means that I still have things come up for me. That's
just still growing and evolving and accumulating and changing.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So good.
Yeah. So, and that is why we've got people in the course. The course isn't designed to be a destination.
Mm.
It isn't designed to create a destination for you and get you to that destination. Yeah.
The course actually has, like, the platform that we use has the ability for us to issue certificates. And we don't issue certificates because even though you've completed the course, you're still on this journey with us, and we're going to keep doing it with you.
Yeah. All right. So, Amy, are we there yet?
Nope.
No.
But we're on the way.
We are.
We know where we're going.
Yeah.
And we're creating a roadmap for people to come along with us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we're so, so incredibly thankful that you are on this journey with us. And today we're also very thankful for Bambit from iTunes Review. This is what she wrote. Or he.
She.
Yes. She does identify as a woman. So yes. She. So she, the title is Changing My Genetics. Thank goodness I was recommended to listen. I've got a slight hoarding gene thanks to my mama. However, I'm determined to change my genes. I am not a consumer, but I do like to keep sentimental things. Since binging your podcast for the last 2 weeks and 30 episodes, she listened over 2 weeks.
That's incredible. 30 episodes in 2 weeks.
I know.
No, we're your BFFs now.
Yeah. Yep. Yes, we are. So I've got a massive bag at the front door for the op shop. I have the baseline understanding and the mental drive. However, you've both given me many new tips and ideas. Love, love, love.
Kirsty's love, love, love.
I know. Sorry for everybody who gets frustrated with my love, 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 but I love, love, love saying it. love, love, love the micro declutter episode. Also love the banter between you two. A funny couple. Thank you.
A funny couple.
We are married.
Thanks, Bambit. Thank you for listening this week. We really hope that you've taken maybe some of the pressure off of Are We There Yet and understand the journey a little bit more thoroughly. We will see you next week. Yay. And we will see you online during the week.
In the community.
See you there.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for joining us.
If you've learnt something awesome today, we'd love you to leave us a review on iTunes or Facebook so others can find our podcast too.
Don't forget, you can see the show notes in your podcast app or over at our website, artofdecluttering.com.au. So if there's anything you want more info on, check it out there.
If you'd like to join our supporter community, you can do so over at patreon.com/theartofdecluttering.
We hope you have a great rest of your day
and enjoy the freedom.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Want your most burning finance and investing questions answered? Here's a podcast you should be listening to, courtesy of Acast Recommends.
Are you ready for some personality in your personal finances? Hi, I'm Janice Torres Rodriguez, Latina money expert and host of the award-winning podcast, Yo Quiero Dinero. On this show, we're serving up POC-friendly personal finance knowledge, always with a side of sass. We're not talking about avocado toast and lattes on this show. We've got real, relatable personal finance knowledge that makes you feel seen, heard, and finally understood. Consider me your super cool, slightly risque, but always honest financial fairy godmother. Together, we'll tackle dinero in a fresh new way so you can finally become poderosa with your dinero. Check out our weekly podcast episodes at yoquierodineropodcast.com or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.